Shkalim, Perik Vav, Mishnah Dalet, 6-4, and another Mishnah on an instance of 13 that appears in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah says, Shlosha Asar Shulchanos Hayav HaMikdash. There were a total of 13 tables in the temple complex. Shmona Shel Shayish, Beveis HaMitbachayim. 8 of them were marble-topped tables that were present in the butchering area of the temple courtyard. Sha'alehen madichin esa kravayim. Upon those 8 tables was where they rinsed out the intestines. A little gruesome. Here's what's going on over here. When one brings a korban ola, so the entire animal is burned, not just the emurim, other korbanos, all the other zvachim, animal korbanos, there's a specific set of emurim, sacrificial parts, which do not include the intestines, but the korban ola, the entirely burnt offerings, such as the tamid, etc., it's entirely burned, including the intestines. And intestines, of course, are the end of the GI tract where the food has been processed and now is essentially fecal matter, and certainly not appropriate to put on the mizbeach, and therefore we have to rinse out the intestines so that there's none of that kind of waste material that would go on the altar. So we use these tables as a surface on which we can flush out those intestines. So in the Beis HaMikdash, if you don't have a picture in front of you, basically you have in the Azara, the temple courtyard, on the eastern side, starting from south and moving north, you have the ramp, which leads up to the Mizbeach, the altar top. Further north than that, you get to these 24 rings that were used to secure the animals when they're being slaughtered, one for each of the 24 groups of Kohanim that would serve in the Mishmaros. And then further north from that, you have these 8 tables. Beyond that, there are these 8 amudin, like little pillars with hooks on them, on which the animals would be hung when they were flayed. According to some pshatim, the tables weren't just used for the cleaning of the intestines, as well as the removal of like other emurim, the fats, the chalev, the fat that must go on the mizbeach, but also used, they were directly beneath the hooks, according to some people, so that when you hung the animal to be flayed, the animal wasn't draping on the ground, but rather was sitting on a tabletop for the sake of the cover of the korban. Okay, so those are the first 8. The reason they're made out of shayish, marble, is because if you'd make them out of, say, gold or silver, and the sun is beating down on them, it's an open courtyard at Jerusalem, it gets hot, and therefore the tabletop could be very hot, and that could promote the rapid spoilage of the meat. Remember, when you slaughter an animal, it's still body temperature. The meat is warm and sitting in the open sun, and therefore you don't want to expose it to excess heat and, you know, promote the decay. So we kept it on these marble countertops, tabletops, so that the meat would not get hot and waste and go spoil, which would be inappropriate for the Beis HaMikdash. And the truth is, if you recall, in Maseches Avos, we say that there were 10 Nisim, miracles that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Excuse me. One of those 10 was that the meat never spoiled, and that's true, but nevertheless, there's always a rule of Ein Son Chana L'Nes. One may not rely on miracles. A person is obligated to do his hishtadlus, do his very best efforts to do what's right, and that would include preventing animals from decaying, the carcasses from decaying, regardless of the miracle that would be present. So that's why we use these shayish marble tables. Okay, now, that was the first 8. We have to get to 13. So Ushnaim B'marava Kevesh, and there were 2 that were on the western side of the ramp that led up to the altar. Echad Shel Shayish ve'echad Shel Kesef. One of them was also covered in marble, but the other one was a silver countertop on the table. Al Shel Shayish, on the marble one, Hayu Nosen Es Heivarim. Upon that marble countertop, that was where the limbs of the korban ola that would be burned would go first before they were placed on the altar itself. There was a very special requirements for how the meat should be apportioned, like the different how it should be butchered into pieces. So the pieces then go on that countertop. Again, that table is going to be made with marble so it doesn't get too hot. And the second is Al Shel Kesef, as for the silver table, Klei Sharis, that were the different utensils that were used in the Beis HaMikdash, the knives and cups and so on. Elsewhere in Talmud it says every day 93 different utensils were used and they were put on that silver tabletop. Okay, now if you have a question, you might recall from Maseches Tamid that it says that the different portions of meat that were olos that would be going onto the mizbeach. They were put on the bottom of the ramp first, yonma also. So the answer is that when it comes to a private person's ola, the portions go on the tabletop. When it goes to a communal offering, like a tamid, then the portions go on the bottom of the ramp. Okay, so that was two more, bringing us to 10. Then we have ushnayim ba'ulam mibifnim. There were two in the antechamber, the entrance hall to the heichal, the sanctuary, on the inside of that ulam, al pesach habayis, that led into the entrance of the house here referring to the heichal, meaning the kodesh, where the shulchan and the menorah and the mizbeach hazav were, and behind that, of course, the kodesh gadashim. So you have two there, echad shel shayish ve'echad shel zahav. One of them was marble and one of them was gold. Al shel shayish nos and lechem apanim bechnisaso. On the marble one, the lechem apanim, the showbreads, which would be going into the kodesh and sit on the table, the proper shulchan there for the whole week. So they would sit initially on the marble top. Val shel zahav, and the golden one, v'yitziyaso, on its way out, the lechem apanim would sit on the golden top. Shemal makodesh ve'emo ridin, because the rule is we go up in kedusha and we don't go down. So before I explain this, let me read the last, the 13th table, which is the shulchan itself, the capital S shulchan, which is ve'echad shel zahav min bifnim, the golden shulchan on the inside, which is kept inside the kodesh. She'alav lechem apanim tamid, upon it were those 12 showbreads in perpetuity, always there. So you'll recall that for a whole week at a time, the lechem apanim, those breads, sat on the shulchan inside the kodesh, and every Shabbos afternoon, they would be switched out, and the old ones would come out and be apportioned amongst the Kohanim, and the new ones would go in. So the new ones that are coming in on Shabbos, but of course you don't bake them on Shabbos. There's no reason to be Machal Shabbos for the preparation of those breads, and therefore the marble table is where the incoming breads, which were baked on Friday afternoon, were kept until they're ready to be slid in on Shabbos afternoon. And the outcoming breads coming out on Shabbos afternoon will be put on that golden table, from which will be apportioned to the various Kohanim. Lahalacha, six of the loaves go to the incoming Mishmar and six go to the outgoing Mishmar. So that's the function of those tables, the two tables in the Ulam, as well as the one table, golden table in the Kodesh. Now, as far as the Malin B'Kodesh V'Emoridin, this is a general rule that things which are elevated to a certain status never go down again. So since the breads had been elevated from marble up to gold inside the Kodesh, when they come out, they're not going back down to marble, they'll stay on gold. And that's the reason why there's sort of an asymmetry using marble on one and gold on the other. We don't want them both to be golden, because when those breads are cooked on Friday afternoon, they're hot and steaming. And hot steaming bread, you want to cool off and not let the steam on the metal go and ruin the bread. Okay, so those are the 13 tables in the Beis HaMikdash. And now, our next mission will return us back to our topic at hand of the 13 shofaros, the 13 chests in the Beis HaMikdash.